Namah Shivaya. Dear listeners of Shaivam.org, the next program is Veda Introductory, presented by Sri Gopala Krishna Narayan. Thank you. Om Namah Shivaya.
Then the question comes, how many types of acharyas? I would like to tell you, you should remember, there are three types of acharyas. First and the most important type of acharyas are known as sadacharyas. Sadacharyas, those customs and rituals, those acharyas which can give you psychologically beneficial result, which can give you physiologically beneficial result, which can give you result connected with your family relation, the result connected with the social bondage, the result connected with the national integration. Sustainable and permanent positive results are derived from those acharyas which are known as sadacharyas. So when we generally say achara, it means sadachara. So sadacharyas are those acharyas which can give you sustainable and permanent psychological, physiological, family based, social based, national based positive results. Then we have got anacharyas. What is meant by anachara? Those acharyas which are not relevant on 21st century. In Sanskrit, we can call it anavashya acharya, which are not essential in the life. No avashyam is there for that. Somebody told you to follow something without analyzing that, you are following that. But is there any positive result? Not at all. Is there any benefit out of that? Not at all. Then why you are following that? Just like that I am following it. Why you are following just like that? My forefathers did that. That's why I am doing it. Don't do that type of acharas. They are irrelevant on day-to-day basis. They are obsolete. They are outdated acharas. In olden days, there may be some use for that. But present day, it is irrelevant. Anachara. Now we have got durachara. What is meant by durachara? Acharas which are not at all positive. Acharas which are negative, either psychologically, physiologically, family relation based, social bondage based, national integration based, negatives are being spread by certain acharas which are known as duracharas. So some people used to say Vedas can be learned only by Brahmins. Nowhere in our book it has been told, Brahma jnanena eva brahmana. It is not mentioned that one only Brahmins should learn Veda. Instead of that, it is told only if you learn Vedas, you will become Brahmin. But that has been twisted and a superstition has been created. A durachara has been created. Similarly, untouchability is a durachara. Then thinking that your enemy can be destroyed by performing a yaga or a mantravada, it is a durachara. So what we have to remember, customs and rituals, acharas are meant for elevating psychologically, physiologically, improving the family relation, improving the social bondage, improving the national integration. Those acharas which can give these benefits are known as sadachara. any ajara which are not relevant on day-to-day basis are anachara. Acharas which are not relevant, at the same time they create negatives in the mind, in the body, in the family, in the society or in the nation. Those acharas which can create the negatives in the mind of the people, in the body of the people, in the family environment, in the society and also in the nation. Those acharas are known as duracharas. So what we have to do? Eradicate and remove all the duracharas by rational, logical and scientific analysis. Then improve yourself by practicing sadacharas. That should be our ultimate aim. How to find out which achara is good and which achara is bad? That responsibility you have to take by yourself. You analyze one achara and think about it, whether it can give you some psychologically positive effect. If it chanting a mantra, listening a mantra, chanting Gayatri mantra, getting the blessings of the parents and motivating words while reading Bhagavad Gita, reading Ramayana, listening to the discourses, listening to the stories of Lord Krishna and Rama, listening to Bhagavata, that can give you psychologically beneficial result. So it is a sadachara. Some of the acharas you analyze whether it can give you physiologically better benefits. You are doing Surya Namaskara. It has got yogasanas. And you take food with a prayer. Early morning you get up, sit in the bed and pray Karagriya Vasade Lakshmi. It can synchronize your heartbeat. So like that there are hundreds of sanatana dharmic achara which we will be explaining, which can give you physiological benefit. Health point of view, those acharas are very good. If health point of view, these acharas are very good, remember that they are sadacharas. Then comes social bondage. You celebrate Vinayaka Chaturthi with your neighbors. You celebrate marriage of your daughter by inviting many people. The Graha Pravesha you celebrate by inviting many of your friends. Social bondage are being created. Some of the acharas are national integration. Many people go to Sabarimala temple, independent of the language they talk, the state of their origin, their age, all considered equal. Whether IAS man or a doctor or an engineer or a minister, they have to walk to Sabarimala. They have to wait in the queue to the Tirupati Darshan or Palani Darshan or Sabarimala Darshan. So they are all equal, national integration. Nobody asks you which religion you belong, nobody asks you which caste you belong, which language you speak, not at all. National integration. Those acharas are good. So acharas become sadachara, provided it can fetch you psychological, physiological, family relation based, social bondage based and national integration based results. Also remember that acharas are not merely mechanical, physical involvement. It has got a spiritual content also in that, without which devotion and dedication in performing the acharas will not be there. So for devotion, sincerity and dedication in performing the acharas in a good place in the correct time by every individual, the motivation comes from spiritual factor. That is why I told you in Ayurveda, it has been told, vidyam cha avidyam cha estat veda ubhayam saha. Acharas are meant for physical, physiological, psychological. But your spiritual factor contributes for devotion, sincerity and dedication. So, duracharas never give you positive result. Some of the duracharas are embedded in the mind of the people, which should be removed by jnana yoga, by scientific, rational and logical analysis of each achara by the individual or by the teacher. So it is clearly mentioned about it. Now, the question asked, where these acharas have been explained? It is a question which can be answered minimum in 2 hours. 2 hours. But still I will try to bring it to few lines. You know, when you chant Veda mantra, Rig Veda will be giving you the jnana, the knowledge. So Rig Veda is known as book written on jnana kanda. Yajurveda gives you the customs and rituals connected with performing yagas. Similarly, Vedic Brahmanas. You know, Brahmanas are a group of literature which explain systematically but very seriously how to perform the acharas connected with different yagas. So, Brahmanas are the most ancient literature explaining the customs and rituals of Hindus, but not meant for common man, but meant for yagas, yajnas, etc. Then comes Aranyakas. So, Brahmanas are 18 books which explain details of performing yagas. Aranyakas explain the customs and rituals connected with the individuals who are going to Vanaprastha for accepting sannyasa. So, sannyasis and vanaprasthis, they have got the customs and rituals which they should read from Aranyakas. There are 108 Upanishads, of which ordinary Upanishads are there. Other than the Desha Upanishad or Ashtadesha Upanishad, ordinary Upanishads are there. They explain in detail our common acharas, but mainly linked with the spirituality. So, Rudra Hridaya Upanishad explain about Rudraksha. Similarly, Avyakta Upanishad explain about Bhasma Dharana. Many yoga Upanishads are there. They explain how to perform Yoga Charya, Yama, Niyama, Asana, Pranayama, Pratyahara, Dharana, Dhyana, Samadhi. So, Brahmanas, Aranyakas and Upanishads explain acharas, of which Brahmanical literature gives you acharas connected with yagas and yajnas. Aranyakas explain to you the customs and ritual connected with Vanaprasthi and Sannyasi. Certain Upanishads explain to you the common acharas. But these three are not the common source of our day-to-day acharas. Our day-to-day acharas are explained in Kalpa Shastra, The word you should remember, Kalpashastra. If you are taking six Vedangas, Shiksha, Niruktam, Vyakaranam, Chandashastra, Kalpashastra and Jyotisha. Shiksha, Nirukta, Vyakarana, Chandashastra. These four, for the time being, you forget about it. The fifth one is Kalpashastra. And the sixth one is Jyotisha. Jyotisha also you forget about for the time being. The fifth one is Kalpashastra. In the Kalpashastra, all the acharas to be performed by a grihastha, a family member. Wife, husband, father, mother, children, brother-in-law, sister-in-law. They have to perform the acharas which are mentioned in Grihya Sutra. So one part of Kalpashastra is Grihya Sutra. Those Grihya Sutra explain the acharas connected with the Grihastha family members. We will be explaining this further. We will be going deeper and deeper. When you read Ramayana and compare yourself, the pain suffered by Lord Rama, Sita, Lakshmana and so on, and also the analysis of the incidents in Valmiki Ramayana, it can give you a comparative psychological analysis, CPA, comparative psychological analysis. So it reduces your pains of the life. It gives you self-stroke. Self-consolation will be possible. When you listen to others' problem, when you watch others' pains, when you try to understand the sufferings of other people, your suffering and intensity of your suffering will be reduced significantly. That is why reading Ramayana is important for psychological benefit. Reading Bhagavata, it gives you enough stories for activating your mind, elevating your mind. So psychologically beneficial acharyas are there. And when you sit and perform the yoga, dhyana, again mentally you will be getting elevated. So mentally affecting acharyas. Positive acharyas, sadacharyas are listening to mantra, listening to music, listening to Ramayana, listening to Mahabharata, listening to Bhagavad Gita, taking the blessings of others and also comparing the life of others. These are all beneficial for the mind. Those acharyas are psychologically beneficial sadacharyas. So we go to temple for this particular purpose, mental satisfaction partly, then physical satisfaction on the other hand. So similarly, we celebrate the birthday. Similarly, we invite many people for attending a marriage for mental satisfaction too. We invite the guests and give them food, not because they do not have food in their home. But Atithi Devo Bhava is mental satisfaction. When you touch the feet of your teacher, mother, father, when you celebrate their Shashtyabda Purti or birthday, it gives happiness, mental contentment to them and to us. And when you donate something to others, when you console others, when you do the blessing for others, these are all mutually sharing, caring and curing. Sharing, caring and curing. Which are part and parcel of Sanatana Dharma. So now you have learned about psychologically beneficial acharyas. Now we will also go through the physiologically beneficial acharyas. Early morning, suppose you are getting up at 5 o'clock, at that time your brain is optimum active. So getting up at 5 a.m., it can give you an active brain. The activity of the brain can be brought to the optimum level. So, waking up early morning is a good achara. Then sitting on the bed and you chant Karagrevasade Lakshmi Karamadhye Saraswati Karamule Sthita Gauri Prabhade Karadarshanam. When you are doing that, early morning looking to your hand, without washing your teeth, without cleaning your tongue, without even washing the face, you are chanting this mantra exclusively because it gives a stability for heart to beat and blood circulation. Horizontal body, when it becomes vertical, you know that the heartbeat will be stabilized before you are standing erect. So the blood circulation should be done forcefully when you are standing erect, vertical to the gravity. Whereas when you are stand, when you are lying position, heartbeat intensity will be very less. So when you are sitting and chanting this mantra for 30 seconds, the heartbeat becomes harmonious and synchronized. So that is the physiologically beneficial achara. When you touch the floor and put on your forehead, the biostatic electricity passes through the hand, it will not pass through your leg. So that the chance of getting arthritis to your leg can be reduced significantly if you are touching your finger in the floor before touching the leg in the floor. So physiologically active achara. You should not keep your head towards north. I will say north and south, you should not keep your head while sleeping, because when the body becomes parallel to the gravitational meridian, magnetic meridian of earth, the hemoglobin and the magnetic material of the body in the blood gets trapped in the small capillary of the brain. When hemoglobin gets trapped in the capillary of the brain, enough oxygen will not be made available to the brain cells. So you will get headache, memory loss, irritation, and you will become very weak if you are lying down towards the northern position, keeping your head towards north. Similarly, when you are studying, you are praying, when you are doing meditation, keep your face towards eastern direction, because the magnetic flux of the earth and magnetic flux of the brain becomes complementary when you keep your face towards east when you are doing meditation and also prayer, etc. So physiologically active acharas. I will be explaining further on physiologically active acharas as a continuation.